tradition unlike any other. I forgot to do this. So Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Shidano and Cappy join us. Cappy, no costume, no, yeah. Not your jam?
Yeah, you know, I'm a costume person.
Yeah, I saw your video, your music video. You wore different wigs. Right. And
yeah, how did you end up on Channel 11?
Yeah,
what is Morales talking about?
Is that buddy of yours that worked in San Diego that works there now?
Yeah, Kyle Kraska.
Oh, yeah,
Kyle. He used to work at KUSI, right?
I think.
Or was
KFMB.
He at Channel 8?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. I'm a big fan. You guys know his story. I told George. George didn't know. You guys know his
got
deal?
Shot
like
once,
nine
right?
Times.
No,
yeah, like
really?
Nine times.
Yeah, lucky to be alive.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Guy walks out of his house, and there was a painter who had been doing work for him, and I guess there was a confrontation, like, hey, you owe me money. He's like, yeah, but you got to finish the job. And the guy showed up one day, psycho, and freaking guy walks out of his house, Kyle, getting ready to go to the TV station and do the local news, right?
Yep.
Bam, 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 like nine times.
Oh, man.
Shoots him on the street, you know? Left him there for dead. And some cop around the corner, an off-duty cop, heard the shots,
yep.
Came flying around the corner,
wow.
Found him, got him to the hospital. I mean,
saved his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. Well, he's good. He's great. He's on Channel 11. That's my favorite channel.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, he's done work there.
Yeah, I used to do the weekend sports there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why are you no longer doing the weekend sports
there? I don't want to work that hard.
On,
I don't want to work on the weekends. That?
Right.
Why would you? That's for
young guys.
Ireland and Shidano.
That's for guys like me and Shidano who work every day of the year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm looking to work less, not more.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
With you. So what'd you do? You resigned your gig there?
Yeah, I just said that's it.
Okay,
I had fun. I had fun for 2 years.
Yeah,
it was really good. I had fun. I used to do Good Day LA. I filled in for them on that show too.
Yeah.
They're really good people. And Alex Michelson is one of my really good friends.
I know Alex.
Anchor at Channel 11.
Yep, known him forever.
So, will you have trick or treating at your house?
Not tonight.
No?
No,
you're not. You're here and you're not there.
Yeah.
Will anybody hand out candy?
No,
at your house?
Because my daughter, who's
doing the Mason, went shades down, lights off,
shades down,
no candy,
shades down.
Yeah, lights are off.
You're that neighbor.
No lights.
I'm not a big Halloween fan.
I'm not either, but at least give some candy.
George, you've been to my neighborhood. As you might imagine, it is Halloween central.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna get 200 trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, it's great. Aunt B's going to make a pie. It's beautiful.
Richard Jefferson actually showed me that if you go like to the Strand area, that they do the side streets or whatever, like all those people that have houses, those fancy houses.
Yeah, the high roller houses. Yeah.
There's like thousands of kids that go out there that just like they give candy to. So your neighborhood is good.
I'll be glad. When it's over.
Really?
But,
that much
really?
But let me ask
that
you
much
question.
Of a big
like,
deal?
Did you like going to like Halloween parties at all ever or no? Not your thing either?
Not my jam.
Yeah.
No.
Not at all.
Now,
and
does
you
the
think?
Rest-
you'd think. I mean, I think I told you guys I went to Halloween on Hollywood, Santa Monica Boulevard one time.
Yeah.
With Juan as Bert and Ernie, which was great.
Yeah.
But I.
A lot of ashless chaps at that particular parade.
Okay. How'd that go? Did you like that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would be the guy in the assless chaps, by the way.
Oh, my God, help us.
What do you mean?
Does the rest of your neighborhood do trick-or-treating?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
My neighborhood.
Yeah.
First of all.
Well, I heard this stuff about you don't like the people that put the stuff on the bushes.
Oh, my God, the spiders, gigantic spiders and huge inflatable ghosts. And there's one of those car dealership waving things in somebody's front yard like it's a Jordan Peele movie. I don't need any of this stuff in my neighborhood.
But are there kids in the neighborhood trick-or-treating?
There are.
And you're the house that they... How many times do they ring your doorbell thinking you'd actually come out?
Zero. I'll explain to you why.
He makes it very unwelcoming to potential trick-or-treaters.
Would you put up a sign or something that says no trick-or-treating here?
Here.
No soliciting.
Right. Get
away, beware of dog, even though I don't have a dog.
I'm on a side street. Nobody. I would give candy if anybody came, but the kids go up and down this way. They never come this way to the one house. So.
Right.
So I'm not in a position, but I do pull the blinds down and turn the lights off.
My lights are completely off.
Yep, nice.
Dog will be barking.
Nice.
There's no looking in. And if I were there and my daughter were there, like it would be one thing. She's going to Harry Styles tonight.
Oh, that's
nice. That's where she's doing
is that
Halloween.
At the Forum?
It is.
Yeah.
16th birthday.
Right, I got breaking news.
Okay. Yeah.
World Series just got canceled for tonight.
Come on. Oh,
rescheduled for tomorrow.
Weather? Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's the Northeast right now. This is brutal weather-wise.
So it'll be tomorrow at 4:00 our time is game 3.
If you're scoring
at home.
I mean, are you scoring, though?
Nope.
I'm not really watching
any of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen a second of it.
Dodgers,
I saw the highlights.
Dodgers left, and I was done.
No, I mean, I'll pay attention on the highlights. And if there's nothing else on from a sports perspective on a given night the World Series is on, I'll watch. But if there's like football or NBA that I'm interested
in. Yeah, isn't this kind of a blessing in disguise for MLB that they don't have to go head-to-head with the Monday night football game?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, they originally designed this Sundays. Somehow to dodge football.
To Sundays. Dodge Sunday. Sundays. Right.
Yeah. Right. So.
But this will be better.
What's the Monday night game?
Oh, Browns, Bengals.
Yeah. Lindsay's Browns.
Oh, that's right. They're on a roll.
All's I need is Tyler Boyd to catch four touchdowns, and I'm on my way to a fantasy victory. Four
same.
TDs.
Me too. Rooting for the same thing.
Dude, I had Tony Pollard this weekend.
I did too.
Oh, good week to have him.
I was like, yeah, because I didn't have Zeke, but I was able to get Tony Pollard, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to plug him in, and he was insane this weekend.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah,
he was great.
Won me the week.
Cappy, do you play fantasy or no?
I have a fantasy team that my son manages.
Oh, is this how you do all your baseball fantasy?
Yeah, well, at least this one he can figure out how to participate in. You know, the one that you put up. That one, you got to have like a PhD in astrophysics to play that one.
You got to be super smart for that one. Super smart.
Yeah, that's why you obviously invited.
How much did Cappy pay you for that one?
I don't know. Did you pay?
No.
No, I don't think he even paid.
No. Was never got a bill.
How does that work at the end of the season?
Yeah, how'd that work?
We'll find him.
Yeah.
We know where you are.
Right. You know how to get a hold of me. You know how to get a hold of me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't wait to dig into you a little bit today, George Sedano.
Dig into me?
Yeah.
Why? What'd he do?
Well, I'm just curious about the Scott Hansen move today. And I know what you said about not being able to do the costume change.
Yeah.
But if you have to choose between Hansen and Siciliano.
Siciliano's my guy.
Right. And so we have this conversation all the time. I watch Scott Hansen on Sundays.
Yeah.
George watches Andrew Siciliano based on which
I have
service
TV.
We use.
Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I watch Scott Hansen also.
Yes. I used to watch
Scott Hansen. We're dead even because I'm Siciliano guy.
I used to watch Scott Hansen many years ago when I lived in an apartment building.
I would be a Siciliano guy if I had DirecTV, but I
didn't. Well, you know, next year it's going to probably Apple. It's going somewhere else next year.
So will Andrew go to Apple?
Who knows?
Yeah. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would be a Siciliano guy first as well. But because Hansen and I spend like 7 hours together on Sundays, I've become a Hansen guy.
Yeah. Right.
So I would just be surprised that you didn't go Siciliano if having to choose between one or the other.
Well, they wanted me to be Hansen.
You look so cute, by the way.
Thank you.
As Hansen. I love the hairdo.
The hair didn't get cropped quickly enough. So the ladies in the makeup room, it's a big wig, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the top looked fine, but the sides were too long. Mm. Then they tried to get like clippers to cut it, and it smelled like burnt. Synthetic burnt hair.
It's a whole new world there.
So yesterday we were driving home from the game, and I'm like, I don't want to do a Halloween costume. I'm not into it. And Juan said, oh, no, we can put something together. So I had this, right?
Your Rams jersey.
I've got my communications device. Uh-huh. I've got my play card.
What did you use for your communication device? What is that?
I think it's like an old modem or something.
Yeah, it looks like it. I was just going to say. It's good use of that thing. Yeah.
Good recycling. Good job.
Yeah.
What's up with the card? Where'd you get the card?
We talked about this earlier. I have no idea what this is. It says BMI weight status. Maybe Juan's trying to give me a hint. oral dietary supplement. I have no idea what this is, but it's not plays.
Yeah.
Because if it was plays, it'd be like, okay, Ronnie Rivers, just go up to the line and fall down. That would be one of the plays.
Or,
Tyler Higbee,
we're going to drop back to pass and get sacked.
Right, Tyler Higbee, get ready to drop this pass. It's going to hit you right in the hands.
Exactly.
I heard you talking about being at the game yesterday, and there was this guy dressed as McVay.
Yes, he was.
And there was a lady next to him dressed as a referee. You said on the air, wow, that guy got a lot of FaceTime on the scoreboard.
He did.
My girlfriend said, wow, that girl referee is getting a lot of FaceTime on the scoreboard. Two people in every shot together. She saw the girl, you saw the guy.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Well, I remember her as the referee. I just thought he was sort of the clever part of the costume.
He was
you?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. He was good.
He resembled
McVay.
That was a SoFi takeover yesterday, though. It was probably 80% Niners
fans. That way. When I saw it a little bit on TV, but I had to jump in the car and I was listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Niners would do anything, you could hear the roar.
Well,
of
that's the beauty of going to a game at SoFi. You're always going to get a lot of fans from the other team, and it makes like a college environment. It's fun.
I mean, the beauty
stop.
Of it?
Come on. What do you mean stop?
Stop.
The beauty
I'm not
of,
stopping.
The beauty?
Yeah.
That's not the beauty of it.
Yeah. No, it's
you know
fun.
What a good college environment is?
What's that's fun?
When you go to like Michigan or Penn State, it's 95% Michigan or Penn State.
A bunch of Angelinos glommed onto the 49ers when they were winning championships in the 80s and they hung in there.
That's 40 years ago.
And we've been here 8 years.
Yeah.
Has 8 been years we've been wow. back. 8 yeah. years. This wow. is yeah. the 8th season back.
Oh,
2016 was when we came back. Oh, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't seem to make
you
mathematical sense.
You seemed very upset about that.
6 years. 6 years.
Bothered, yeah.
What do you mean bothered?
You, even your mic is falling down.
Yeah, bothered by what? By all the Niner fans? Or
no, I wasn't bothered.
He was like, you know, he's giving you this little thing and you're kind of moving his head side to side and sing-songing you.
Well, he's actually evolved. He for months.
He would deny it.
Yeah. And now he, now it's so bad you can't deny it.
I don't
even
care. Well, I mean, with the and Niners, by the way,
it's worse at Charger games.
Oh, way worse.
Oh, way worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way
yeah.
worse.
No, Briones, have you given him any grief today or what?
Yeah, but it's Halloween. I want to keep him in a good mood for the show.
He does piss me off when he plays this stupid Village People song, which I think even people in San Francisco are like, don't play that song.
Which Village People song?
San Francisco. That one.
What's the issue?
I think it's just not cool. It's not a cool song. Do you think that's cool?
I don't know. I haven't heard this song in so long. Like, yeah. YMCA, I think, is cool.
YMCA. In the Navy.
In the Navy's
is
cool. Still cool in the Navy.
That's
the only two I know.
I don't know the other
Sinano,
songs.
Sinano, who is Reale in this picture you sent?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's just dressed like Seinfeld going to a Mets game.
Going to a Mets game, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're kind of subtle costumes, aren't they?
Well, Aaron Rodgers, Sarah Spain is not pretty solid.
Oh, yeah,
and
no,
Pete
Aaron
Davidson,
Rodgers,
yeah. Israel, oh, dude. Is pretty money.
Israel is very funny. Yeah. He actually looked a little too clean to be Pete Davidson.
Yeah, he did.
You know
he
that
did.
Commercial of him at Taco Bell
yeah.
where the girl says to him, she goes, are you just riffing right now? Or is that, you know, the lines? And he's like, I don't know. I'm too cool to read the script. You know, I'm Pete.
Yeah. Israel bought a Taco Bell Crunchwrap for the episode.
It was funny. That was good. That was really good. I wish I would have seen it on TV.
I heard you bagging on Pete. You don't like
Yeah,
Pete.
I'm not a Pete Davidson fan.
I think he's funny.
I don't find him to be funny.
Yeah. I find him to be funny.
I don't find him to be funny at all.
Yeah, I think, and by the way, I think it's paying off for him too, right?
Well,
I
mean, whatever. Something's paying off for him. I don't know if it's him being funny.
By the way, that sandwich he's promoting.
Yeah.
So,
Crunchwrap.
The Crunchwrap. Have you had the Crunchwrap?
No.
Okay, so it's, apparently it's the egg,
yeah.
the bacon, and the hash browns all in one tortilla yeah. flattened up and baked.
Delicious.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
It makes me want to try a Crunchwrap right. on my way to work.
I want a breakfast burrito that has tater tots in it, you know? So like eggs, bacon, cheese, some avocado, and some tater tots. Crunchy.
Tater tots.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A little crunch. You guys didn't know who Bergman was, though. You guys didn't know that he was...
Oh, I knew right away.
Was he Jesus?
Or, no.
He was the dude?
He was the dude.
Johnny, you didn't know who he was?
I've never seen that
also
movie.
Also known as Hipster
really?
Jesus.
I've never yeah. seen the... What's the movie with Jeff Bridges as the dude?
Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski, yeah.
Never seen
that.
Yeah,
oh, my God,
movie.
You should see that movie.
Yeah, you should.
That's one of those
I'll
movies.
Put it on the list.
It's iconic.
Hilarious
yeah.
movie.
It's fantastic.
It really is.
So
my favorite guy is John Turturro. Is that his name?
Yeah.
And he's the Jesus.
Yes.
You know? And he's in the bowling alley threatening him. He's like, hey, don't do that to the Jesus, man. You know? you know that scene?
I do. Yeah. I know it.
It's an awesome movie.
Yeah, no, iconic movie. So did you do a game this weekend, Sedona?
Shit, Adam.
No, you had the weekend off.
Well, I had a game on Friday night in Phoenix. I had, but Zion didn't play. Ingram was out with a concussion, so it was like,
hey, we got our first win. How about
I saw that. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
What it's all changing now. Nowhere to go but up.
How did you feel about the celebration, though?
I'm not a big celebrate guy.
I know.
I'm a Darvin fan, though. I like Darvin Ham a lot. So yeah. I think they were doing that just as a personal thing to him, which I was fine with.
Yeah.
If they do it again for the next game, I would think we're maybe going up the wrong track.
What if it's game 82?
Well, if it's game 82, that must mean they're celebrating some type of postseason acceptance or right. achievement.
Right.
So that would
yeah.
be good.
Yeah, I was getting at if that was their next win.
Oh, you think they could go 2-80?
No, of course not. But I'm saying, I mean, it would be a shame to celebrate win number two the same way they celebrated win number
one. You got to celebrate the ones you win.
Yeah.
What are they going to start out? 2-...
Oh, I'd have to look at the schedule, but schedule early is not easy.
Yeah,
no, it's okay. The first 12 games.
New Orleans, on Wednesday.
Tough. Okay.
Right, and Brandon may be back for that. And Zion is already back.
Utah on Friday.
Ingram didn't make the trip.
Oh, I'm sorry. He may play Golden State at home. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But I mean, they could put him on a commercial flight and just get him.
No. They told me he was out. So
okay.
I in the game on Friday, he's out.
Aggregate you on that?
I mean, I already reported on
television. Okay. So aggregation is okay.
Aggregation. Yeah.
They can go ahead and aggregate.
It's.
I already said it on TV.
New Orleans.
I get so tired of getting aggregated.
Oh, dude,
I get so aggregated.
When George and Ramona both say that phrase, don't aggregate me on this, I'm like, what exactly does that mean? Like,
it means don't say,
don't say
that I said this. Like, it's fact.
Right.
You know?
So that's what aggregating is?
Yes. Yeah. Ireland, go ahead. It's repurposing. Yes.
It's Utah Friday.
I mean, they're playing well.
Cleveland
playing
Sunday.
That's a loss.
They're really
playing
well. And then at Utah Monday.
I mean, they should win at least
They should win one of the next four.
One Utah game.
Listen to you guys.
I mean, they should win both Utah games, but they should win at least one of those Utah games.
I can't quite figure out. I don't know how Utah's doing it.
Lindsey's Cavs, they're good.
They are really good.
I mean, I don't know how good they are playoff-wise, but in the regular season, they're going to win a ton of games.
We said earlier, I think they're a top four seed in the East.
It's possible, for sure.
I think Mobley's great, and I think
Garland, and there are a lot of teams in the East that we thought were going to be good that aren't.
Started off slow.
Like Philly, Brooklyn, Philly. Yeah, Miami's weird. I saw one blurb today, Ira Winderman, who covers the Heat.
You know Ira
Winderman.
He's
a hack.
Oh, really?
No, I love him.
The headline on his story today was, should the Heat have the Lakers on speed dial?
Oh, so, they're saying they should trade, because you guys need shooting, they should trade Duncan Robinson here, and then they take like a 3-and-D player to go over there, like, you know, a power forward type or whatever.
Let's get it on. Why not?
I'm with you, Mace. I heard you earlier.
Yeah.
Like, let's just stand pat.
Yeah,
Let's clear the salary at the end of the year, and then we'll focus on the next 2 years of LeBron and potentially AD.
Ding, ding, ding.
But you can make it clean. You do like Pat Beverly for Duncan Robinson. That's an easy swap. Financially, it works.
Hmm. Oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah, no, we could do that. I don't think there's a deal out there that's going to make everybody say, oh, yeah, that's a championship team.
No, but I'm saying it does help both teams because Duncan Robinson can certainly shoot.
Yeah. Guys, what do you got planned for your Halloween show?
I mean, stupidity.
Just stupidity.
Yeah. Generally, that's
Were we airing the World Series or not airing the World Series?
Not airing.
No. We air the weekend games.
Okay.
So game 6 and 7, if necessary.
Yeah, because nobody gives a flying F about that World Series.
Now, you chose that costume just
flying
to
PH.
Yeah.
Allow you to basically be in a robe and pajamas here at work, right?
I mean, no one else needed to know that, but
what do you mean? Everybody's watching on the YouTube live stream. What are you talking about?
No one needed to know that part of it, that I just wanted to be comfortable on a show.
Very comfortable today.
Yes.
All right, there you have it. There is your super crosstalk for today. And as always,
Jeez, you just destroyed everything over here.
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season.
What a mess this is.
I am a mess.
How do you work with Pigpen over here, Ireland?
It's so funny. That's what Juan calls me, is Pigpen.
No way.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Cloud of dirt around me at all times. Yeah. All right, Shadano and Cappy coming up now.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Come on.
Bam, ba da bam. Bee, ba da boop. Bam, ba da bam. Ba da dick, dick, do, da da da. Ba doom, beam, bum.
Bing, ba da bum.
See you, Mason. Pigpen.
Do, da da boop. Bee, ba da boop.
Ba dick, 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 do,
da da da.
Ba da bop, pick a dump.
Happy Halloween.
Right back to you.
I didn't realize Mason was the Grinch that stole Halloween. Who knew? I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
he's like a festive guy.
I know, but I guess if Juan says, hey, we're going as Bert and Ernie,
then he's doing it.
Then that's what Mason does.
Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to infiltrate Juan to get him to become more of a Halloween person.
I feel the same way. I do. Like, I have not dressed up for Halloween this year. I am not dressed up today for Halloween. And even my house, lights off, dog will bark, no kids. None of my decorations. I got an entire garage filled with crappy decorations for Halloween, all stored right now.
Right.
I didn't mean it to be this way. It just happened this way. So Halloween just kind of snuck up on me.
I mean, October 31st every year. I don't know if you know that.
Familiar with the date.
Yeah.
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 But it didn't happen for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you, on the other hand, on Around the Horn today.
Yeah, on Around the Horn today.
Tell me about why. If you're an Andrew Siciliano guy.
Because I just told you, and during Crosstalk, they were like, we want you to be Scott Hansen.
I know, but didn't you say, hey, hold on a second here.
I'm a Siciliano guy.
It's not my show.
I'm a Siciliano paisano.
But I can now do Siciliano paisano maybe next year.
Okay. So now you got another costume locked and loaded already.
Exactly.
For next year. And everybody knows you're the guy
right.
that does the red zone guys.
Right.
Yeah. You were so cute today. The hair, the way the hair matched
the
skin tone.
Do you
want to
wear the wig? It's in there.
Nah. I mean, I'd like it if you would put it on.
No, I'm done.
Why?
No, it's too itchy.
I'm telling you, you are adorable.
Yeah, too itchy.
I wish I would have seen the whole thing play out on TV.
Mm. Let me tell you, like I said, we sat there for almost an hour because of the fire drill in Washington, D.C., where the actual production takes place. Everybody, like, we were all kind of sitting there. I thought I was late. And I'm like, I get there at 11:15. I'm like, everybody's kind of seated because you can see them in, like, there's a screen, right? Like, that I can see everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, all right, everybody but Israel's there. So I guess Israel's probably still in makeup or whatever, you know? And then I'm like, it's like 11:25. And I'm like, whoa, this is really late. I don't hear anybody. I don't see anybody. And then I finally get a text. Hey, guys, sorry. Probably should have let you know we have a fire drill here.
Jeez.
And then, like, yeah, like 25 minutes later, they came back. So we were super under the gun to try to tape that thing. So I couldn't do the wardrobe change.
That's too bad. Scott Hansen seemed, flattered.
He was pumped about
Dude,
it. Yeah.
So flattered. Like, yeah. Because think about it from his perspective.
I would have liked that Andrew. I wish I could have done both so that way Andrew could have also been flattered.
Oh, no. Andrew's insulted.
No, he's not. I texted him and I left him a voicemail.
I spoke to him about it earlier.
Yeah.
He's like, George, that mother effer. He's like, I was supposed to be, George was supposed to be me, Siciliano, had ear things and everything.
Really? Because it's not what he just texted me.
Oh, what'd he say?
No, I'm not going to reveal his text on the
air. Well, I'll tell you what he said to me.
What'd he say?
Sedano is a mother effer.
Yeah,
he was supposed
that.
To be me,
there's
and
no
instead
chance.
He chose Scott Hansen. That hurts. Yeah, bad.
There's no chance.
Here, right here. See? Can you see this from here? Where
yeah,
are you sitting?
I can. It doesn't say Andrew Siciliano.
Oh, okay. Wrong text. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Do you want to call Andrew Siciliano on the air?
I would have no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah.
You want me to call him?
You have his number?
Sure do.
He was at the auto shop when I texted him, so text him first to see if he can come on.
He's
got to
be home now because he's going to be watching the Browns game.
That's fair, but just text him first.
So glad that the Phillies and the Astros game is canceled tonight, postponed, if you will.
Yeah.
Because I'm so much more into Cincinnati-Cleveland in the NFL tonight than I am into the World Series.
Yeah, I agree.
There's like a weird guilt.
Although I'm not really into like Cincinnati and Cleveland either, to be honest with you.
No, see, I'm really into it. I'm emotionally invested
in
it. Why? Well, yeah, you know why.
Your boy, Alex Van Pelt, the offensive coordinator, right?
Right. I'm very emotionally invested in
Cleveland. Going against Joe Burrow in Cincinnati in my fantasy, but I'm up by literally 90 points.
Oh, so you're not worried at all?
I'm not super worried. Right. 90 points is a lot.
It's a lot of points.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Siciliano's pretty pissed at you. Hansen, on the other hand.
We're going to find out.
Think about this from Scott Hansen's perspective.
Yeah.
He's on TV.
I don't even know Scott Hansen.
Scott Hansen, I don't know him either, really, other than he used to come on when I was doing nights a lot, and
yeah.
It was great.
Capi en la noche.
Si, which, by the way, was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of my high stoner like friends who are comedians stopping by the house and hanging out and talking. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But Scott Hansen was a great radio guest, and I think he's a hell of a good guy. And I spend 7 hours with him every Sunday.
Right.
But as much as he's on TV 7 hours on Sunday, to have somebody impersonate you on ESPN, that's cool, man. Now, it's not like SNL is impersonating you, because that's even cooler.
But I will say this, of all the Halloween shows on ESPN, Around the Horn is the one to do.
Dude.
Because that's like the one that's been going on the longest.
Not only is it the one to do, it's the one to have somebody dress up as you. You
Correct.
Know you are a star. When somebody dresses up as you on another network.
Well, Israel Gutierrez and Sarah Spain are like the king and queen of the Halloween show, basically. Israel, I remember one time he did Drake, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like Drake actually also commented about it, which was pretty hilarious.
It's cool, because even if you're Drake, even if you're a big star, when somebody on ESPN, a TV channel that everybody watches, puts on a costume and says they're you, I don't care if you're Drake or if you're Scott Hansen, that is dope AF.
Dope AF.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Now, let me address something that needs to be addressed.
Oh, sure. Feel free.
I feel this is something that's important that I need to say something about.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Chris in the open asked the question, why, George?
Why did I?
Why did I?
You. Yeah.
Do a television guest hit yesterday afternoon after the Rams got slammed by the 49ers? Why was I on Fox 11 locally?
At Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah. And moreover, and more importantly, Why would I be at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles?
Now, which one did you go to?
The one on Manchester, straight down the road from SoFi.
Oh, okay, cool. Because, you know, there's several locations.
I do.
Oh, when I lived in Pasadena, I used to go to the one in Pasadena all the time.
No, but you got to understand something, George. I have a lot of street cred.
Okay.
What was that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I think this is fairly well known.
Yeah.
And so I go to the original. You know what I mean? I'm like that. I'm down like that. When I go to a place like Roscoe's, especially when it's right down the road from SoFi Stadium, and I'm just coming from the Rams game, that's where I go. I go to the original. You know what I'm saying? And when I walk in, you know, it's just the same thing. It's like my people's in the house. Mm-hmm. You know, so I give them the fist bump, touch my face, put my peace sign up in the air. I'm like, yo, what up? I'm in the house. And so why was I at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles yesterday doing a local television hit on Fox 11? Because it was scheduled for 5:30, George.
Mm-hmm.
And the game was over at like 4:05 p.m. And listen, I left like, I don't know, 3-4 minutes to go because the Rams weren't making any kind of a comeback. Did you think they were coming back?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, they got destroyed. Yeah. And there's no Deebo Samuel.
Wait.
Oh, wait. Siciliano's there?
Okay. So, yeah, Siciliano's here. So, Siciliano, thank you so much. The great Andrew Siciliano of NFL Network and, of course, the DirecTV Red Zone, the original Red Zone. Scott Kaplan, ask him. Scott Kaplan claims you text him. So, I want to know, you know, I want him to ask you these questions. Go ahead.
Andrew, here's the setup. So, I watch Scott Hansen every week because that's what I have on my cable system. George watches you every week on DirecTV. You with me?
Because I watch him on DirecTV, and also he is like a dear friend for 20 years.
I understand.
Yes.
I feel like I have a similar relationship.
Okay.
Nonetheless, George had a choice today. Is he Scott Hansen?
No, that's not true.
Well, you see,
No, 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 wait. Scott, I heard, actually, George left me a message, and full story. My car, I hit a pothole, I blew a tire. I'm coming back from the, George left me a message. He tried to call me. I was at the dealership. I said, I'll listen to the message in a second. I get into my car about 15 minutes ago, and the very first thing I heard was George explaining the whole Washington fire drill thing. So I got it.
Right. So he's supposed to be Scott Hansen for half the show. He's supposed to be Andrew Siciliano for half the show. And I said, since I'm a Hansen guy, because that's what I have on my cable, and you're a Siciliano guy, why didn't you choose to go Siciliano?
Because I was already in the wig and the whole deal, and they had already stitched the thing basically to my head, and that means I would have had to have taken that all off, gone back into makeup and hair, and do my hair the normal way, which means we would have wasted even more time, and PTI would never have been filmed, and I don't know if you know Tony Kornheiser at all, the last thing you want is to be the person being yelled at by Tony Kornheiser.
Well, you're a very strong personality who feels strong about things, and I would have expected you to do Andrew Siciliano.
No, Scott, I understand what you're doing here. You're doing classic sports radio push button nonsense. I get it. You're trying to stir the pot. And part of me,
pretty much what we do around here,
kind of respects you for that. However,
I want
you to know that George gave me a heads up a week ago. He texted me and said, "Hey, so you know, on Halloween, I'm rolling out both you and Scott as my costume." I accept George's explanation, Scott. I'm not in any way upset, truly.
Okay, because what I said was Scott Hansen.
This is what happens when you're actually friends with someone, not like sports radio friends.
No, Scott Hansen is like, right now, he's flattered.
Right.
Andrew Siciliano, I told George, is insulted.
No, he's not.
George said, no, he's not. I read a text to George, Andrew.
That claimed it was from you.
That was from you.
Yeah.
Where you called George a mother effer. True or not true?
No, that is absolutely not true.
Wait a second.
Wow. I called a lie. Shocker.
Time out. Is it true or not true that I told George that I read him a text that said he's a mother effer?
Right.
Okay?
Now, was it like Andrew Cuomo or someone else sent you it? Not Siciliano?
Yeah, Andrew, I didn't just say that it was you, okay? I said it was, I read him that and I called him that. I didn't say it was from you.
Yes, you did.
Well, that was earlier.
You did say that.
That was earlier.
That's it. You've been caught between a rock and a hard place.
You held it up.
All right, enough of this nonsense.
Honestly, at this point, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
And neither do I. So let me ask you this. While we've got you on the air here, and your Cleveland Browns are going to be taking the field here shortly.
Are
they good-ish? I guess that's the way I would describe. Are they good-ish?
I mean, is ish like a synonym for another word that you can't say on radio?
Well, they could be. It could be that too. I mean, I just feel like they've been in games, so I feel like. Though I guess that's kind of the league, right? You know, but
it was that Jets game, man. That Jets game killed them.
I would say this about the Browns. They have found new and at times creative ways to lose. They are a few plays away from legitimately being, I would say, 4-1. They got outplayed by the Patriots, but still had a shot at the end. So let's call that one a legitimate loss. Actually, not 4-1. 5-2, let's say. The Jets was a disaster. Brandon Staley gifted them a shot at a makeable field goal with his head-scratching fourth down decision. They should have won that game as well. Honestly, they all kind of melt into one. The blown coverages in the fourth quarter have become a habit, yet they played their best defense last week and still somehow found a way to lose. They could and should be 5-2. They're not. They're 2-5. So I guess you are what your record says you are, but they're running the ball well. Jacoby Brissett's playing fantastic, except for the final 2 minutes of games. But the problem is you need to be great in the final 2 minutes of games. Let me add one more thing. I was an 18-year-old intern for Tony Kornheiser. I grew up in Washington. I love the man, but I get you, George. You don't want to make him wait.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So, Andrew Siciliano, while we have you here, everything you just said about the Browns, I'm not sure we'll say it exactly that way against the Rams, but man, yesterday, what a disaster. The Rams, I mean, getting blown out at home in front of all those Niner fans. What'd you think?
Well, I would say they played their best half of the year in the first half, and in the second half, they had everything fall apart. And the final score clearly is indicative of the way the Niners played. I don't know if it's indicative of the way the Rams played for the entire game. If I don't want to make excuses. If Jalen doesn't drop the pick, if McCaffrey's fumble doesn't go right to Ray McCloud, who's laying on the ground waiting for it, if Tyler Higbee catches that ball a little behind him on his back hip, he's got clear sailing, maybe they score, maybe it's a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. The fact is none of those things did happen, so they take the L, period. And they earned the L. I still think they could turn it around, but they have to find a way to run the football. And they have to do that, coincidentally and conveniently, on the road Sunday against the worst running team in the NFL in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right, so Andrew, when I do your impersonation next year and around the horn, what are some of the things that I need to do to make sure, what are some staples that I need to make sure I have in my repertoire for next year?
That's a great question, and I don't know. Like someone asked me recently, like, what are your catchphrases?
I'm
like,
no, not catchphrases. I feel like though there. I mean, I could probably do like your cadence. I could be like, hello, this is Andrew. I can't do your voice, but Andrew Siciliano.
You can do that.
You're gonna have to work on it all year.
Yeah, no, I've got a year to work on it, but I know I can do the cadence because I've worked with him. But I feel like there are just,
you've got to do throwing the game channel. So like,
oh yeah, 703. Yeah, turn on. Yeah.
Right.
Put up the Bengals on 704. There you go.
Right. So hey, we're gonna go to
very good.
708
that was really
now
good
because this is happening. We're gonna split 708 and 710, that kind of thing.
Ooh, that's good.
Not a knock at Scott. I've never seen Scott's version because I don't have DirecTV, and clearly I'm working during it, so I don't know what Scott does.
Yeah.
I assume you nailed the impression today. I know someone commented like you did. They needed a desk. We don't have a desk on ours. I just paced
the
entire time.
You're a stander. Yeah.
I stand for 7
Scott
hours.
Scott stands. I feel like he's
behind
the desk.
By the way, the best thing I did, though, and you'll appreciate this, is Reali teed me up for like, because I started the show drinking water, which clearly none of you guys actually do, I feel like. And then in the middle of the show, I said I was going to go to the bathroom. And I just turned my back to the camera and then flipped back around 5 seconds later and just went, ah.
That's funny.
I'm telling you, this is very funny, George Sedano. I need more of this.
I mean, you get it. It's just in a more sarcastic tone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the old Steve Martin movie? Where he's sitting at the dining table or the dinner table, he said, "May I go to the bathroom?" And they said, "Yes." And then about 10 seconds later, he goes,
"Ah, yes, that's the face I did."
Was that Dirty Rotten Scoundrel?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes,
where he's playing Rupert, the Monkey Boy.
Yes,
you know,
well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
So, all right, I'll throw in some channels. I'll make sure to do that. I will study you. Like I said, I'm a method actor, so I've got I watch you every weekend. So I will study you a little closer for the next year, and that way I can nail this impersonation next year.
Sedano, I'm flattered you would even consider putting in the effort.
Come on, pal. You know.
It's nice. Very sweet.
It was great to hear your voice. Let's catch up soon after the football season.
Let's do it. We live near each other. Let's actually make it happen.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Come on. Make it happen. Yep. Do a beautiful thing. I don't want you and Trudell are always drinking fancy drinks. get something going here with Siciliano?
I do, right. But Trudell and I also have children the same age, which always helps because then you need to drink, to be honest with you.
Right. And you have the whole basketball thing, too.
We do have that.
But I have been doing football
the last year now. So there is that. So on ESPN
Radio. Yes, I know
that. There you go. So now you and I can share that amongst many other things that we've shared in the past. All right. Andrew Siciliano, DirecTV Red Zone, NFL Network. You're the best, brother. Thank you for hanging out and putting up with our nonsense.
Happy Halloween, gentlemen.
See ya. There he is, Andrew Siciliano.
All right, it was a different Andrew that texted me.
Yeah,
it wasn't Siciliano, but he had Andrew. I had it in my phone as Andrew S.
Yeah,
he still called you a mother effer,
Andrew Sedano.
I don't want to say.
Oh, hey, stream live sports and original content today with ESPN Plus. Let's dive into this Lakers thing yesterday. That there's good and there's still some bad, but we can get to it.
Hello, Vahela. She was more than a friend.
Can we get LL Cool J on?
Yes, we can.
I would talk to him forever.
Love LL Cool J.
Like, seriously, I would say, I would have to tell, like, the station, if we ever got LL Cool J on, I would want, like, 30 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
I will do it if we can get him in studio and you guys both come in.
Yeah.
Done deal.
Okay.
If you can get LL Cool J, I will come in.
But not, for Be Real? Just kidding.
I couldn't do it for Be Real because I had to catch a flight.
I know. I'm just kidding. Maybe we could get him before the championships next week or the week after.
It's this weekend. Isn't it this Saturday?
That's pretty cool, though, that LAFC won.
It's really cool.
Yeah. I just realized I had a jersey laying around here from last season. So.
Yeah.
Can you check, Linz? I think that LAFC will play the championship game of the MLS
Saturday.
Right.
Saturday at 1:00.
Right. But I wonder what time is USC playing?
I think 7:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, freaking great, man. Here I've been thinking the whole time. I'm like, first of all, I'm going to this USC Cal game on Saturday. It's going to be crazy packed if the MLS championship is being played right next door. So it's going to be nutso. Now I can actually go potentially to the LAFC game.
Yeah, 7:30 ESPN.
Okay, that's the
last game of the night. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I could pull both. I could pull both off.
Just stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go hang out downtown. Why don't you just get like a room somewhere here?
What a jerk thing to do, though. I got to be honest with you. You know, like I haven't been to an LAFC game yet.
And just go to the championship game?
And just go to the championship game. I mean, that's like, I don't know.
I mean, what are you
going
to do to get
cool?
I mean, it's cool. You want to support them. I mean, honestly, like I have not been able to go to a match because it just hasn't worked out schedule-wise with all the stuff I'm doing. And that includes the kids' stuff, right? Like, I tried to go to a game. I told Mario had asked me to go to a game.
Yeah, it was
one of their match a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't because my daughter's basketball tryouts were that day, and we couldn't move it. It was like at 3:30 in the afternoon, so I wasn't going to be able to make it on time.
The LAFC goes for the MLS Cup this Saturday at the bank. Yeah, dude, I'd like to go.
So really go. Would. Now, if you go,
yeah.
How are you going to get the tickets?
Hey King.
I mean, come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know they're not cheap.
I don't plan on paying for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know that it's actually, I think like the phrase Mario's using is like, we're not done yet. Just so you know.
We're not done yet.
Put that into your repertoire.
The LAFC has a job to do and they're not done yet. This Saturday at the bank, it's the LAFC. Who are they playing? Anybody know?
Yeah, Philadelphia Union.
Against the Philadelphia? Yeah. What a year Philadelphia is having. God, man. Yeah. They're in the World Series. They're in the MLS Cup. Their football team is outstanding.
The Sixers stink, though.
Yeah. Philadelphia. What's the name of their team?
Union.
The Philadelphia Union comes to the bank this Saturday, and the LAFC goes for the MLS Cup. We're not done yet.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for letting me know we're not done yet.
I went to the Rams game yesterday, though. I got to tell you,
I saw your video.
It was great.
You're crashing suites.
Well, you were at the GKB suite,
right,
which is near where the National Broadcast suite is.
I'll tell you guys, I don't want to say who.
Okay.
But somebody in the GKB suite yesterday, when the Rams scored their first touchdown, they were walking around with a bottle of tequila going, touchdown shots, touchdown shots. And I was like, oh my God.
Beto just text me.
Yeah? What's his
name? LL Cool J was at the Clipper game yesterday.
Come on.
Yeah?
Hey, lover. Hey, lover.
She was more than a friend.
It's Crush. No. More than a crush.
Whatever.
Whatever it
Wait,
is.
Wait, he's a Clipper fan?
I think he's just a basketball fan.
Okay.
So anyway, where was I? I don't know where I was.
Yeah.
What was I talking about?
The
she
game.
Was more than a crush.
Right. Touchdown shots.
Yeah, touchdown shots. Right. So somebody walks up and they're like, hey, Cappy, touchdown shots. And yeah. I'm like, well, they're like pouring it and they're handing it to me. And like, yeah. I can't be that guy who's like, no, I can't do that. So I put one down.
Yeah.
You know, then the next touchdown, I ran the other direction, you know, because I didn't want to have the touchdown shot. And then, thank goodness, the Rams only scored 14 points.
And it was over.
Yeah, and yeah. then I'd have
could
to
have just
anymore.
Had the one more, to be yeah. honest.
I know. At that, if I would have
in
known.
In retrospect.
Right. Yeah. I would have done it.
Yeah. So, I will say this.
What are you going to say?
We can talk about the Lakers next. But the Rams, I mean, we kind of said this a couple weeks ago that the season was pretty much over. Now it kind of feels cemented, right?
Listen, they got no running game.
None.
And I'm going to say this.
And by none, I mean none.
Like zero.
They had a dude running yesterday that I had never heard of.
Right. Sean McVay had never heard of him.
The kid from...
Sean McVay's like, who is that?
The kid from Fresno State.
Right. Les Snead's like, I don't know his name. He's the kid from Fresno State.
Yeah. The kid from Fresno State. That's all I know him as.
Yeah,
yesterday. And I'm trying to
look. I don't know his name.
He was... God, I want to say number... Was he number 30?
I don't know who he was.
I don't know, man. But I was like, who is that guy? And I'm like, I know pretty much everybody on this roster.
Except that guy.
Rivers. Ronnie
yeah.
Rivers.
Yeah, leading rusher. 8 carries,
yeah,
21
number
yards.
30. That was him. Yeah.
So here's the thing. You can't run the football. Now, yeah. I want to say something. When we talked about the Rams possibly going after Christian McCaffrey,
yeah.
at the time, my thought was, well, if you can't open holes and you can't protect the passer, why would you need a Christian McCaffrey?
Well, easy, like a dump-off kind of pass kind well, of situation.
I mean, take a look at the Niners yesterday.
Yeah.
There is no Deebo Samuel.
Right.
And they asked
their offensive line is also beat up.
And they're asking Christian McCaffrey to LaDainian Tomlinson this whole thing.
And he did.
Right. So throw a touchdown. The touchdown pass that he caught was amazing because it was such a great adjustment
Dude,
by McCaffrey.
He went up and he climbed the ladder
right.
for it.
But he also...
He climbed the ladder!
Very good job. He also went way outside because that was not the pattern. He just saw that Jimmy G was moving. He's like, okay, I'll go to the end zone.
Yeah.
Beautiful throw and catch.
Yeah.
And then he obviously he ran for one, but...
Right.
I am wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? It happens a lot.
Yeah, he was good.
Christian McCaffrey could have helped the Rams.
No question.
Didn't think so.
Should have given up that fourth rounder. What happened to F them picks?
All of a sudden, they like fourth-round draft choices.
I mean, for the love.
My goodness.
Yeah. You know what's the best part of Mondays?
Tell me.
That when I drive home, I get to listen to Kevin Harlan
oh,
say,
yeah.
He climbed the ladder!
Here's Joe Burrow, white pants with orange and black stripes going down the side, white socks with orange and black shoes. It's a chest-high snap to the numbers. And now he's got his arm at his right ear, and he's looking. I mean, every detail.
And he
detail.
Throws to the end zone. Touchdown!
Every detail.
Yeah, he's amazing.
You got to give you every detail.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to the Lakers.
Let's do that.
It's positive, but yet there are some realistic things we need to discuss as well.
Really?
We can do both. Two things at once.
Okay.
Let's do it next.
Old school Madonna. Hot. Sexy. I mean, she's still hot and sexy, really.
Next to my, she posted a video on her, a picture on her Instagram. Did you see it?
No. Today?
No. I guess recently over the weekend, it became like an internet thing where she did like a Britney Spears.
Oh, really?
Except she just put emojis on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me take a look. And you're mine. Till the end of time.
I mean, she got into a lot of she got a lot of grief for this song.
Well, back then.
Yeah. I mean, she was like humping the stage, basically.
I know. Back then, though, Like a Virgin, people were like, oh my God, what a terrible thing to say. And then like a few years later, Katy Perry was like, I kissed a girl and I liked it. And people were like, that's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, that just goes to show you how times change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I still can't find the picture of Madonna with the pasties.
It was on her Instagram. Maybe it was a story.
I'm checking her story.
Yeah.
Because now,
but
I'm
it
like,
might be gone if
yeah,
it's her story.
Now I'm going after this content, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, while you're finding that, the Lakers.
Talk to me.
So I think there are some things that you can take away from that game yesterday that are very positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I would even go back one more game, is that it seems like the Russ going to the bench thing, which we discussed even last season.
Mm-hmm.
Is making some sense
okay.
from a balance perspective
mm-hmm.
in regards to the lineups. And then the other good thing is that allows all three guys to be able to contribute in a way that's meaningful. And then C, you obviously also got
a really great shooting night. Now, I don't expect them to shoot 43% every night, but I sure as hell don't know if I should expect them to shoot 20% every night. I would imagine there's got to be a happy medium somewhere in between.
Yeah, 40% is here, 25% is here. Happy medium, about 36%. That'd be good.
Yeah, I mean, even like 33 or 34, like give me one out of every three, dude.
Listen, let me tell you about what was great about the Lakers' win yesterday. What was really, really great about the Lakers' win was, did anybody notice Russell Westbrook gesturing to the crowd, hey, get into it. Come on, let's go. Pick it up. Mm-hmm. Let's get the energy going around here. Did anybody notice that Russell Westbrook, and this is the first time I've seen him do this in the 1 year and six games that he's played with the Lakers. You know what Russell Westbrook did yesterday?
What's that?
He smiled.
He did smile.
He actually looked like he was, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Playing ball.
Yeah. It's been a while.
And if Russell Westbrook could find a way to get back to having fun,
mm-hmm.
everybody around him will be better for that.
Yeah.
And here's why the Darvin Ham hiring was so critical. Because at no point could Russell Westbrook, and I'm going to start with him, but he's the most important part of the story. Russell Westbrook and Frank Vogel, there was nothing there between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Darvin Ham, you're getting a guy who played in the NBA, who can say to a Russell Westbrook, trust me, brother, I'm here to get you in the right spot to help you be the best you can be. Trust me. If Frank Vogel, George, would have said to Russell Westbrook last year, trust me, what do you suppose Russell Westbrook would have said to Frank Vogel?
Nah. That's probably what he said. Nah.
Just that's it. Just nah. Nah, man. Nah. Nah.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah. I ain't got no trust for you.
No.
No.
But he does trust him.
But he trusts Darvin Ham.
Yeah.
Or so it seems like he trusts
Darvin. Trust
Darvin,
right.
Yes.
Now. For now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
My point is this. Darvin Ham has a resume and a profile that at the very surface, Russell Westbrook respects him. Russell Westbrook did not have that respect for Frank Vogel. And so yesterday, to see Russ come off the bench, score, assist, by the way, play defense. I mean, he really played a complete game. And so for Charles Barkley, who said they stole the joy from his life and from basketball, yesterday, I saw Russell Westbrook looking like he was having fun playing basketball.
Yeah, and it's been a minute since I've seen that.
It's actually like 15 minutes. I mean, it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
Not just a minute.
No, I would say at least a couple seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, look, I'll tell you something else that I thought.
Tell me something else.
Here it goes.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Here's what we know.
Playing through pain.
Already hurt. But
playing through it.
But exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis.
And you know what else he did?
Tell me.
He listened to you.
Stop shooting threes.
Didn't shoot a three.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis
mm-hmm.
is saying to Russell Westbrook and to everybody else with his actions, not with his words, yo, I'm here for this season. I'm hurting. You saw my back lock up on me. You saw me struggle to get down the floor. The coach said, hey, we're going to get you out. He said, no. I'm here to help us win. I got to stay on the floor. Anthony Davis, in pain, is sacrificing for his team. And by the way, I'm not 100% sure that he's thinking to himself, I got to be out here for my guys. Or if he's thinking to himself, the media is going to destroy me. The fan base is going to kill me if I'm missing more time this early in the season. I don't know what his motivation is, and I don't really care. He's out there where he needs to be, where the Lakers need him to be. So, look, I thought yesterday was damn impressive. I was a little surprised at the post-game celebration because that was not Game 7 of the NBA Finals, and they just won a championship, but you ready?
Mm-hmm.
As easy as it would be to hate on the post-game celebration scene.
I didn't hate on that.
Not here. I'm not hating.
It's his first ever win, man, coach.
Not only that.
Yeah.
But the team was having fun.
That's important.
Do you think that they were having fun the previous five games?
Absolutely not.
Do you think they had fun yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what I want them to do.
Yeah.
Have fun.
But, you know, winning also, the fun has to do with the winning.
I agree. Yeah. Well, guess what?
They got to win.
You know what? Let me ask you guys a question.
Ask me.
Because this is why Will Smith is a waste of time and why I have volunteered my services to the Lakers to walk in and speak to the team.
Yeah.
Fellas, Let me ask everybody here a question. Did you like the way it felt after yesterday's game? Yeah, of course.
Sure, coach.
We loved it.
Are you the motivational guest speaker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, did you like the way it felt yesterday after the game?
Yeah.
Do you like that feeling better than the way it felt the previous five games?
Sure.
Okay. Was it fun?
It was fun. Winning, yes.
Was the losing fun?
No, losing is never fun.
Okay, let's win and have fun.
Oh, okay. It's that simple?
It's just that easy.
Okay.
It's just that
simple. How much did they pay you for that?
I don't want to divulge that yet, George, because I don't want Will Smith to get jealous when he finds out that they're going to pay me more than they paid him.
Okay.
Guys, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
The black cloud that was hanging over this team.
Yeah.
It's that they don't have any fun.
They
playing
don't have
together.
Fun. No, they don't have a lot of fun.
Winning yesterday and seeing Russell Westbrook smiling and getting the crowd into it, seeing Anthony Davis sacrifice on the court for his team, seeing the celebration after the game, that's what this should be about. Fun. So loosen up. Lighten up, everybody.
It's fine. Enjoy it. You should enjoy it.
Right.
I don't think there's any issues with enjoying a win. Like, go enjoy a win. And especially if it's the first win in your rookie coach's career.
Right.
Have fun with it. He clearly is getting those guys to buy in. I will say this, as I watch the post-game show, I still think LeBron is so over-answering Russ' questions, though. Like, he's so like, and to his credit, he answered every single one of them. And they all, there was at least like four or five in a row, it felt like, when I was watching it.
Well, when people were asking LeBron questions after the game, did they refer to Russ as Russ?
Yeah.
Nobody called him Brody?
No one called him Brody.
Oh, because when you win, Brody in the house.
Yeah.
When you lose.
I'm pretty sure the journalists weren't going to call him Brody.
Really?
Yeah. That's just me. I could be wrong.
LeBron, question over here about Brody.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Brody's performance?
If you did that in a press conference, first of all, I would pay you $100.
No, I want more.
He'd be like, who?
Brody, you know. Brody.
Everyone would do this in the media room. They would all just kind of like, you know how that like when you were in school and you said something and like you asked like a ridiculous question, everybody just kind of turns around. Like that would be what would happen to Cappy in the back
fine.
Of the
room. I have no problem with that because remember, journalists would call him Russ.
Yeah.
Me, I'm not a journalist. I just show up and go, yo, LeBron.
Yeah.
Hey, King, what'd you think of Brody's performance?
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I would pay money for you to watch, but it has to be more than 100, you said.
Yeah. 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 What do you got?
250.
Keep going.
No, that's all I got.
All right, so you're in for 250.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, do we need to go more than 250 for one question?
How about 300?
Three hundos. You're in for $150. George is in for $150?
Yeah.
Or 300 each?
Oh, no, not 300 each, no.
Total.
Okay, well, and by the way, hey, LeBron, after my Brody question, hey, catch, and I'm going to throw LeBron a Hey King t-shirt.
No, never.
Yes, sir.
You do that, you're literally getting kicked out.
He would then open it up and be like, what is this?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Then he'd see the Hey King and be like, oh, this shirt is dope. And then he'd probably take his clothes off right there and put my shirt on.
Right, as they're escorting you out of the room.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
If we didn't know what was in that shirt.
We didn't know what you were throwing at him.
Yeah. And then McMinnon would be like, and he was making comments about my questions.
Right. I mean, how dare he?
Look at this guy.
All of a sudden, he now knows how to ask questions.
Yeah.
Guy's going to sit here and tell me how to ask a question.
And he's throwing Hey King shirts.
Right. Maybe I won't throw it to him. Maybe I'll just meet him in the locker room afterwards.
You have to be tier one to be in the locker room.
Okay. Well, I'll tier one then.
I don't think you can tier one.
Why not?
You got to be in the league.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Outsiders like me can't be tier one. We're tier two.
I don't think it's tough to get tier one.
Really?
There's only like 20 or 30 that get given every given game.
Do you have tier one?
I do.
Oh, great. Then I'll give you the t-shirt. You can give it to LeBron.
I don't have tier one for every game. Not the games I'm not working
on. Okay, well, the games that you have tier one, I'm going to ask you every game. Yo, you got tier one?
Yeah.
Do me a favor, will you?
It would only be a game I'm actually working.
Okay.
So I don't have a Lakers game until December.
Great. It'll be a Christmas gift for LeBron.
But I got to go to Milwaukee. You're going to make me put that in my backpack?
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
I'll put a second one in there for you.
You're such a doofus. All right, coming up next, let's get more into Russ, because I do think there's some stuff to mine there. And, you know, we kind of barely scratched the surface on Anthony Davis. There are some things, while I think he's playing great, that are legitimately and obviously concerning. So we'll touch on some of that as well. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.